Harper Audio presents The Proper Care and Feeding of Husbands, written and read by none other than me, Dr. Laura Schlesinger. There isn't a day that goes by when I don't ask at least one woman caller on my radio program if she expects to stay married, considering her hostile, dismissive, or undermining attitude and actions toward her husband. What is amazing is how surprised they all seem to imagine that their husbands might actually have a limit to how much they'll take before they tune out or turn away. What is even more amazing is that this insensitivity to their husband's needs and feelings goes hand in hand with a hypersensitivity about any action or reaction from the men, reactions that are usually more than reasonable. Here's just one example of such a caller from my radio program. This Christian woman has been married 1 year to a Jewish man, and they have a 4-month-old son. Before they married, she promised to raise their children Jewish, even though obviously neither one was truly invested in or committed to their religion, because if they were, they would have married someone with whom they could share their faith. Now that it is Christmas time, she put up a tree and is already revving up for Easter egg hunts. "I don't want my children to miss out on all the wonderful holiday experiences I had as a child," she says to me by way of rationalizing her broken promise. What was her question for me, even after I reminded her of her promise and vows? Of course it was, how can I get him to stop walking around angry and pouting? That she betrayed her vow was easily dismissed, I think, by the double standard most women have about what they do and what their men do. If women change their minds, men must take it. When men change their minds, they're brutes. One male listener wrote to me of his frustration with this double standard. He lamented that women need to understand how frustrating it is dealing with a double standard that only takes into account the woman's immediate needs or desires. It was his perception that everything the woman feels or needs is legitimate and very important, while anything related to the man is unimportant and selfish. I think as generalizations go, he has a good point. Try visiting various female-oriented internet chat rooms, and you'll find cheering sections rallying behind women who trash their men, determined to leave them for trivial reasons. "He's not talkative enough. I just don't feel complete. I'm bored. He doesn't want me talking to my mother every day." And while we're talking about double standards, let's not forget what happens in the bedroom. Women expect their men to understand when they're not interested in sex, but when the men don't or can't perform, watch out. What causes this double standard mentality? In one big hyphenated word, self-centeredness. And what is the source of this self-centeredness? I believe it's a result of the women's movement with its condemnation of just about everything male is evil, stupid, and oppressive, and the denigration of female and male roles in families, as well as the loss of family functioning as the result of divorce, daycare, dual careers, and the glorification of shacking up in unwed motherhood by choice. These are the core destructive influences that result in women not appreciating that they are perfected, as are men, when they are bonded in wedlock and have obligations to family. The result is women get married thinking largely about what their marriage and their man can do for them and not what they can do for their men. And when there is so little emphasis on the giving, the nitpicking and pettiness chews up and spits out what could have been a good marriage. Cindy's email addresses the issue of giving and doing. "I have been married for 10 years, and I had a huge problem with caring and feeding of my husband. I did not know the time my mother put into caring and feeding my dad until I was having difficulty in my marriage. It was then she helped me understand a wife's role. My generation, I'm in my 30s, was raised in a very me culture. If we're not happy, then no one will be. Luckily, my mom and dad taught me that in order to be happy and fulfilled, you must help, love, and care for others. Even with a great home life as a child, I didn't know that was so true in a marriage. I just thought you either have a great marriage or you don't, that somehow marriage existed outside your efforts. That was just one of my misassumptions. Another was that he should be as knowledgeable about things as my dad, with whom I constantly compared him. I constantly nagged instead of encouraged. Then my dad gave me advice on how the male ego worked. I followed his direction, being encouraging and essentially being his cheerleader. Things changed dramatically. My mother's advice after my many mess-ups was to love him. Now, that sounds pretty basic, but I now truly understand...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?